looks like you're getting a good 2 to 3 inches down as you rake through there. They hung up on a large one there. Yeah, that's right.
Maybe even a double core. We think you can probably drive two of them.
Okay, I think we probably can too. I was just giving you a little bait there.
Roger, a piece of cake compared to that drill.
Okay, even I can agree with that, Joe. Good. Good. Comprehensive sample. They only need some soil. I think that's probably the best one they'll see. Okay. Soil.
Comprehensive to end all comprehensive.
Yeah, I think this is a number one kind, Joe. Jump onto that, or you can put it in my pack while I zip this. Okay. 283 for the soil.
Give him a number for this one?
Yeah. I'll go up and take the rake off. Yeah, get it set up for the core. Good idea.
Sounds good, Jim.
And Joe, you can remember on this particular sample that I moved the Noma on about 2 feet. So Jim could get 1, 2, 3, 4. I guess we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 swaths there.
Roger.
About a meter each. But you know, I don't know, a double core, we may find ourselves driving into bedrock if we're not careful.
No, I'm afraid of that.
Give it a go, okay? There's a nice crater here on the edge. Maybe we hit the rim of that crater.
Sounds good, Dave.
Hit the rim of the crater, Jim. I bet we could do a good one right there.
Dave, sorry, bad information I gave to you. I guess that we'd prefer it away from the rim.
Yes, sir. Okay.
And if you hit bottom, you hit bottom.
The lower side of the... Okay, that's right here, Jim. That's what I do. Okay, good as anything. Grab the core while you take the pictures.
Yeah. Both of them. Grab one at a time. Let me get the gun. Yeah, put one on. I'll take the pictures then.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a number. Maybe we can do it here.
Jim, did you call the number?
09.
Thank you.
09 or 60?
I will figure it out.
Now, the that light colored albedo normally occurs on the lower rim, or the downhill rim.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim. Get the other core. You're right.
I have it if you'll pull the thing and.
Yeah, that's good.
In position.
Okay.
I have the picture.
Pushing.
Good.
I'll push a little more.
Yeah.
Got a half a tube.
Ooh, good. Nice. You got three quarters?
Yeah, it feels like it's hung up on a rock.
Okay, I got the picture. Go ahead and hammer.
Rock.
Oh, it's going in. You're getting it. There's a full core. And then you're getting a couple inches of stroke. Very nice. Okay, there's one and a half.
Good.
Doing good.
Change arms here.
Notice when you hit it, the whole ground around it raises up. We're about an inch away from the core. You've got about three more smacks and you ought to have it all the way in.
Good, I'll give you a double core on that.
Okay.
Good show.
Okay, I got the picture.
Can check off the double core square on that one, Jim.
Okay, I got the cap. Go ahead and pull that.
The ones where I can push them in, Joe. Is it? there. I'll pound it on. Got him. Okay. God, I can't get that cap on anymore, man. Hey, we got two handy dandy tools. I'll hold this. I'll put them both back. Okay.
Standing by for the number on that before you took it away.
Okay, four. And that was, let's see, four was the lower and 6-0 was the upper.
Thank you, Jim. Copied.
Which one did I hand you? Oh, I know 6-0 was the top. Yeah, you put that on first,
yeah.
Right? Okay,
Dave, while you're getting loaded up there, our next request is two undocumented 6-inch blocks, and then we'll want you on the rover driving north.
Okay, Joe. After picture. We're all loaded up. Two undocumented 6-inch blocks. Take your choice on that.
Roger, just for a variety.
It's a vesicular one. Hey, here's a good vesicular one. Well, I got one that was... You got one that's vesicular or not? No. But, Yes, I do. But, okay. I don't know if I'll be too selective here if we can both move on. Yeah. Come down, Dave. Oh. Got a good one.
I guess so.
A little bigger than 6 inches, but it was neat looking.
Well, that makes up for it.
I'll probably move that camera over onto your side, Dave, so we can just put rocks on that side. That side's full. Can't put my camera over there, huh? Nope. There's room in here.
Dave and Jim, we want you to climb aboard now and head north about 0.3 or 0.4 clicks. By the easiest route, and we'll pick up the stereo pan with the big camera.
Okay.
And, Davey, we suggest you take those big camera pictures of the same items you photographed before, and, Jim, you can get the pan.
Here, let me just give you my camera now. Let's see how we're doing. 120 on the frames on my camera.
Copy, thank you.
Dave, we also need the TV camera turned off this time, and see if you could brush the top of the camera with your glove, please. It's getting very warm. I'm sorry, the bad input. Brush the top with the brush.
I'll get the brush. Jerry's quick today on you, isn't he?
He's sitting on me.
Get in, and then I could brush it. Yeah, I could brush and tie you in, and,
well,
if you'll hop in.
We're not going that far, Dave.
Yeah, 3/10 of a click. Yeah, let's get it. Let's, I want you to tie it in. Okay. Joe, the top of the camera has virtually no dust on it whatsoever. The LCRU does, but the top of the camera is almost clean.
Okay, thank you.
I think we're just getting to a high sun angle.
Might be right.
I think so, too. I noticed, I feel a little warmer today than I did yesterday. Yeah, I do, too. As a matter of fact, you're right.